the dream, you are falling, lost in the listening distance, as dark locks in. Nightfall.
Good evening. Tonight, we conclude our biography of Elizabeth Báthory, the infamous Blood Countess. It is now 1611, more than 10 years since the Countess began her career, and a dark tide of rumor and accusation has begun to swell around her. But she has far more important matters in hand. Tonight, a witch has promised that she will speak with the spirit of her late adored husband, Count Ferenc Báthory. It's midnight, and the Countess is expecting visitors.
Why here, witch? It's dark as grave lamps. The stream is breathing mist. The very stones of the bridge give off steam. Have you brought me to the gates of hell?
Oh, of safety, lady. Beings of the other world cannot cross running water. We will meet them at the far end of the bridge. And if we should have to retreat to our own side, they cannot follow us.
They? My husband will not come alone?
We expect your husband. And perhaps one other rarer visitor.
What are the dogs for?
Watch. We tie the white dog at our end of the bridge, and the black dog at their end. He, the other visitor, if he comes, may fasten on the dogs first.
He may?
I have warned you, this is very dangerous.
I do not know the word fear.
You may, tonight. Now, stand still here, near the far end, their end. First, I pour 2 circles of holy water around us. So, 9 lighted black candles in the outer circle. So, the goblet of virgin's blood we took from the girl. Now, when we have poured it, clasp hands with me, and whatever you do, do not loose hands nor step without the circles for your very life.
I understand. Why do you delay? Begin.
Friends, Count Báthory, master in death as in life, come to us, we implore you. By the prince of the air, by the little spirit, come to the virgin blood we pour for you. Here!
Ah, he is near. I feel his presence.
Come from darkness! He is here. At last we have broken the door. He is crossing over.
Ferenc. My darling. Ferenc. The years have been so long since you left me. Who is it? There is someone else there. Who accompanies you?
Where, lady? Do not move.
Help! Help me! The other! He would pull me out of the circle! Stop!
They are gone.
Thank God. God! You thank God I have lost my husband. He would not speak. He would not stay. Ferenza! Why do you desert me?
He did not desert you, lady. He was pulled away. And look, the dogs are dead.
Sriracha, I am not well. I shall keep to my bed today.
Lady, I...
Bring me my looking glass. At once.
Yes. Here, my lady.
Now wait outside until I call you. Go!
As you wish, my lady. I will be outside with him call.
Mirror. Mirror. In my hand. Is it really true that youth makes its escape through you? That the spirit sinks out of sight in your depths and takes youth with it? My lord would not stay last night. Though we poured sweet virgin blood to him. I have bathed daily in such blood to keep the fair skin, all the beauty of the girl he married. Yet he fled like mist before the wind. He fled me. Look. Look, Elizabeth. The glass has stolen your youth. Blood or no blood, there are lines round my eyes and mouth. The skin begins to sag and pouch. Devil's glass! That smiles and simpers at me. That steals my youth and my lord.
Lady, lady, whatever is the matter?
Look at me. Look at me. What do you see?
I see my lady, the Countess, as she always was.
Ah, fool. I smashed the glass because it is a hag who looks out at me from its depths. Why does the blood I bathe in not work?
Lady, it has sometimes seemed to me...
What? What is it?
We have been using the blood of peasant girls.
And?
Is it possible, lady, that the impure blood of peasants will not mix with yours?
Sriracha, you are my true servant after all, of course. Of course. How could the blood of the wretched of the earth cleanse the skin of one of God's own kind? We have been guilty almost of blasphemy. Why did you not tell me of this at once?
I was afraid for you, my lady.
For me? What do you mean?
To kill a peasant, lady, is but a regrettable offense. It will be a very different matter to take the blood of noble girls. The law will notice that.
I am the law within the domains of Bettery. Call the guards and tell them.
Yes.
Tell them. Take Susanna, my youngest lady in waiting, to the dungeon and prepare her.
Madam, she is a daughter of the Duke.
Precisely. I follow your advice to the letter. It is you have shown me the true path.
God have mercy on me.
No, my dear. He has decided to have mercy on his poor peasants. His sword now strikes higher.
Fool! Three times steeped in folly. How could you tell her she needed noble maidens for her bloodbath? You will bring ruin on us all.
She was so desperate. I nursed her when she was a tiny thing. I love her.
Oh, love! For such a one as she? Have you not seen yourself, even as we look for noble wenches, how rumor flies ahead of us?
Doors close.
Dogs bark at us.
Busy mansions grow suddenly still.
And hospitality is an order to move on to the next village before nightfall.
She's coming.
Doracha, do you know that cur of a priest has begun preaching against me in the village church? They say he calls me the Scarlet Woman and says that I ride upon the beast of the end of the world.
So it is said in the village, lady.
See that he is visited tonight, witch, by some of your friends. We all know how entertaining your friends are.
She is mad to worship devils. Oh, I do that myself. But they have gone inside her. And that is the end.
It is her man.
Hmm?
When he would not stay that night on the bridge, but went back to his ghostly wenches in the other world, that was the end for her. She is reckless now. They will find her out and tear her down, and we will go with her.
The devil will protect me.
Not against what is coming.
Oh, peasant, you have frightened proverbs and wise saws for everything.
I have one.
Only one?
The wages of sin is death.
What makes you think death still wants our services?
I come. Who knocks so late in the night? Can a poor priest never sleep? Well, sir, what do you want?
You are the priest of this, the Countess Battery's village?
I am. May I have the honor of knowing your name, my lord?
It is enough that you recognize my rank. My name is of no concern to you.
Nonetheless, I know you. Will your highness enter?
All the better that you know me, then. You may pay the closer heed to my words.
And what would the mighty Prince Paul Báthory, first minister to the king, have to say to a humble parish priest?
Priest, you are defaming my family.
Your highness means your cousin, Our Lady the Countess Báthory.
You dishonor your pulpit with vile slanders against your betters. You shame the church with superstitious ravings of vampires and bloody orgies.
I am glad my poor words have gone so far across the kingdom. It is all true.
Liar and slave!
Oh, Your Highness is accustomed to strike your servants. Beware. I serve a nobler lord than the king.
We do not lightly meddle with the church, priest. But the country is alive with rumors, and your wild words feed the flames. Lest you disbelieve a messenger, I am come in person. I warn you once, and once only. Curb your tongue, or the Council of State will clamp a bit on it, shall break your teeth.
Prince, I ordered a stake be driven through the heart of a poor, blood-drained girl whom we all thought to be a vampire. We shudder now for what we did. We know her now, God rest her, for one more victim of your cousin's butchery. If God requires my life for that blind sin, he may take it. But I do not fear you.
Villain, I will teach you humility with whips! What is that sound?
A plague of cats, Prince. 3 nights now, about this hour they come. Down the hill, Prince. From Castle Bathory.
You lie. They are your own cats.
I keep no cat, Your Highness. I have always loved the small and helpless creatures. I feed the little mice. I do not kill them. Look, Prince, you may see them. Look, there, by the cupboard.
But why?
Yes, Your Highness. Why? We are surrounded by hungry cats. Hear them? And the mice scamper as unconcerned as lambs in springtime. Why?
This is some trick.
Say rather a jest of the devil. Mice fear cats. If the cats are of this world, these are not.
They're breaking in.
Lord, help us. I left the door unbolted.
Quick, man, quick.
Oh, no.
Get him away.
Wine, Excellency.
Ah, thank you, my lord.
Prince Battery fails his appointed time. He is not usually so tardy.
He does not wish to come at all. We shall have trouble with him over this business.
You cannot expect a prince of the kingdom to welcome the public infamy of his own cousin.
His own cousin? Do you know she is a distant relative of my wife's?
I am sorry to have spoiled Your Excellency's wine. Enter. Ah, Your Highness. We were awaiting you. Come in. Close the door.
Lord Palatine, Count Zerinia.
Prince Battery, your face.
Do you have a she-devil for a mistress that she tears your face so with her nails?
I have a she-devil for a cousin.
Have you gone over to the enemies of your own family?
We're our own enemies. Our blood is polluted with Satan's.
Proof! Where is your proof?
This ravaged face is my proof. Don't ask me why. Call out the dogs. We must pull her down.
Ah, I am glad Your Highness is so much of my mind. It makes it easier to do what must be done. Assemble your soldiers.
You cannot touch a noble of her rank. Not without a special act of the royal parliament.
I have it here, my lord. The king consenting, the act was passed last night. The order for her arrest and trial arrived from Budapest within this hour.
Are you all mad? Our peasants have revolted before, and blood enough it took to put them down. What will they do when we openly proclaim that we have harbored a monster?
What will they do if we shelter her longer?
The scythes are being sharpened now for her. Tomorrow, for us. We are ordered at once, with such force as we may command, to Castle Battery, to save whoever and whatever we may.
to horse, my lords, before they pull down us.
Inch. It smells like a charnel house.
It is a charnel house. Here is where she kept them and drained their blood. Move your torch around.
Oh, God in heaven. Are they all dead?
This one is. And this one. This one. This one's alive. She will not be much longer. Look, if you can bear to.
Her breasts have been cut off.
And her thighs fire blackened.
This is a nightmare. I will awaken and it will all be gone.
Never. Not until the ending of the world.
The castle is secured. We have them all except the Countess. I have sent riders to scour the countryside. She cannot be far.
Dear God. Lord Jesus. Blessed Virgin, help us. Not even peasants should suffer so.
No.
How could God permit this?
Because I am his servant.
Oh, God in heaven.
Lift your torches and see me throned in my kingdom. I have preserved them chaste. For their lord and mine, so much blood, and yet he does not come. Friends, husband, lord, how many must I kill to have you warm in these arms again?
Elizabeth.
Why, cousin Paul, have you come to take me to my lord?
Lady, I have. Come with me now. There are horses and an escort in the courtyard.
With pleasure, your highness. Do we ride far?
No, lady. But to the end of breath.
Ladies and gentlemen, as High President of the Court, it is my duty to inform you that the jury has found all the defendants in this case to be guilty as charged. Hear then the sentences. First, Garocha Sentesh, housekeeper of the Countess Battery, and a certain Darvula, commonly reputed a witch, have been judged the chief executioners and torturers. It is, therefore, decreed that the fingers of the hands of both women, dripping with the blood of the innocent, shall be pulled out with red-hot pliers
and that their bodies be thrown alive atop a flaming bonfire. Second, it is the decree of the court that the Countess Elizabeth Bathory, Lady of Bathory and Adochdy, and of the Holy Roman Empire, Baroness of Transylvania, though commander and inspirer of these devilries, may not be executed nor injured in the body, for fear of defiling her noble blood. Instead, she is sentenced to be walled up alive in her private chamber in Castle Bathory. The only opening to be a slit 12 inches high by 4 inches wide for the passing of food, that she may not die until God in his wisdom summons her to judgment. All other doors, windows, and openings whatsoever in the place shall be sealed tight with stone and mortar, that in life, as in death, the castle shall be her tomb.
August 15th, year of our Lord, 1614. To the most high and noble prince, Paul Bathory, first minister of the king. I write to inform your highness that your kinswoman, the Countess Elizabeth Bathory of infamous name, was found dead this night upon the floor of her sealed room, without a crucifix and without a light. She had been, you will recall, walled up alive for her crimes these 3 years and more. I regret to advise you that the guard who discovered her corpse babbled something about a bat that fluttered from the narrow opening of her chamber. I need hardly assure you that so unfortunate a coincidence will be heard of no further. The guard has been encouraged to silence. The last narrow opening in Castle Bathory is sealed forever. I know your highness will be pleased to hear that good serving girls are once again procurable in the district.
Just heard The Blood Countess, Part 2, Blood Blue, the conclusion of a special bloodbath written by Ray Kennelly. Kate Reed starred as the Countess, Elizabeth Bathory, with Neil Monroe as Prince Paul and Douglas Campbell as Lord Palatine. Ruth Springford played Dorotia, and Elva Mae Hoover was the witch Dargula. Colin Fox played Count Zrinyi, and John Stalker was the parish priest. Nikki Guadani played several of the victims. Our engineers tonight are David Hoyle and John Jessup, with sound effects by Matt Wilcott. Our production assistant is Doris Buchanan, and the series story editor is Earl Toppings. Nightfall is produced and directed for CBC Radio by Bill Howell.